Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory continues until noon today. Chance for mixed precipitation becoming all rain today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 46. Winds out of the north, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 26 tonight. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 63. A dusting of snow today. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, there's no better time to share the story of American agriculture than on National Ag Day. Chad Smith with more on a day set aside to recognize farmers, ranchers, and the abundance that they provide.
National Ag Day is on March 22nd, and it's a great time for America's farmers and ranchers to share their story. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says it's also an opportunity to connect with consumers.
Will they be consumers right down the road or across the country? U.S. agriculture has a great story to share, especially when it comes to how we are growing a climate for tomorrow. We are leading the way. We're reducing our per unit emissions, embracing innovation and new practices, and increasing our use of renewable energy.
He says ensuring the continued success of American agriculture starts with making it economically sustainable.
We need to introduce our young people to the abundance of careers in agriculture, from animal care to technology to farm management. And then we need to invest in research to continually improve and advance farming practices. Agriculture depends on hardworking, innovative farm men and women to help us be better every day at growing our nation's food, fiber, and fuel.
He talks about some of the lessons we've learned from the pandemic, supply chain issues, and other world events.
The challenging times at home with rising supply costs and the heartbreaking events abroad are stark reminders of how important food security is to us. Over the last 2 years, a spotlight has been shined on American agriculture and how it touches all of our lives, whether it be on the farm or off. Consumers have grown in their trust in farmers and ranchers. They have seen us rise up to the challenge and still farm even in the hardest of times. Let's keep building on that trust and working together to build a brighter future.
Chad Smith, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders, offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance, including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Wednesday at approximately 7:55 p.m., officers of the Hutchinson Police Department responded to the area of a walking trail behind Plum Creek Elementary School at 901 East 43rd in Hutchinson for the report of an injured person. When officers arrived, it was discovered that the person was deceased. The investigation continues. The KBI said a Leon man suffered critical injuries in an officer-involved shooting in the Butler County town south of El Dorado. Deputies from the Butler County Sheriff's Office were attempting to serve an arrest warrant on James B. Watts, 53, of Leon. Deputies were following Watts' vehicle when he parked at Vintage Bank at 101 South Main Street in Leon. They attempted to call Watts out of the vehicle in a controlled manner, but he ignored commands. Watts then exited the vehicle armed with a pistol, and despite commands to drop the gun, Watts reached the entrance of the bank. Deputies fired multiple times towards Watts, striking him several times. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. or order your truck from Rusty Eckford under MSRP while locking in your incentive, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Eckford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on group orders paid by 4/4/2022. With group credit tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing for 4 loaded credit. 0% APR for 36 months and 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer will be dealer offers company tomorrow.
Three former Sedgwick County jail deputies are among four people charged with felonies involving the use of steroids. The Wichita Eagle reports the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office announced in February of 2020 that eight deputies were suspended without pay after being suspected of using steroids and selling the drug to each other. The prosecution of the case was delayed during the COVID pandemic. Court records say the former deputies and one other person were charged March 9th and are scheduled for court on March 31st. Of the other five deputies suspended, only one continues to work for the Sheriff's Department. The Raleigh County Police Department is investigating an apartment fire Thursday morning in Manhattan as arson. Manhattan firefighters were called to a fire at the Gramercy Apartments in the 2200 block of College Avenue just after 4:15 in the morning. One of the three-story apartment buildings had smoke coming from it, and crews found the fire inside an apartment on the second floor. They said a 35-year-old man is a suspect in the incident. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Huh. The average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions, and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Omaha police officers received a call for a possible shooting on Wednesday night. Authorities were called to 5325 North 48th Street in Omaha for a shooting where they found a 30-year-old named Marcus Walker suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Walker was transported to the hospital for his injuries, which are considered not life-threatening. The suspect or suspect's vehicle was described as a dark-colored sedan. Anyone with information is urged to contact Omaha Crime Stoppers at 402-444-STOP. 49-year-old Sean Pates was put on 12 months probation and fined $500. Pates was one of three Central Nebraska men arrested in August when investigators conducted an undercover human trafficking operation to target and identify individuals soliciting prostitution in the Kearney area. The operation led to 102 arrests and the rescue of 47 victims and sex workers, including two minor victims. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's Truck Month at Rusty Eck Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Eck Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentive, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Eck Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on group orders paid by 4/4/2022. Group credit plus tax and fees not qualified. Limited term financing for 4 loaded credit. 0% APR for 36 months and 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer will be paid via offers company tomorrow.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Sabetha man, Brad Lippert, was selected as nominee for Marshall County Attorney by the Marshall County Republican Central Committee meeting on Tuesday this week. Brad Lippert currently serves as Nemahal County Attorney and plans to serve in both positions, hiring Andy Lohman, an attorney with Galloway, Wiggers, and Reniger, as Assistant County Attorney. Lippert indicates he plans to file to run for the office in the November election.
His nomination will go to the Kansas governor for final approval. Tim Woodcock was hired by USD 364 Marysville School Board as Marysville Junior Senior High Principal, replacing Darren Schrader, who has been hired as superintendent next year. Woodcock has taught at Hoisington, Rossville, and Russell. He has served most recently since 2017 as a principal at Fredonia. Originally from Washington, Tim Woodcock is the son of late Don Woodcock, who taught at Seneca and was assistant principal and athletic director at Marysville in the late 70s and later taught at North Central before they merged with Washington County. Kansas FFA held a meeting in Marysville, among other locations, last week. Beth Gaines with the Kansas FFA will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She talked about the topic at the public meetings, about the vitality of the FFA organization to young people.
You know, FFA and agriculture education really does play a vital role in a young person's development, and we are really excited about those opportunities that are available for young people. Here in Kansas, we are experiencing phenomenal growth, actually, in the number of FFA chapters and watching our membership grow. In the last 10 years or so, we're up about 30%. We now have 227 chapters across the state. We're in 103 of 105 counties. Fun fact, that Edwards and Wyandotte are the only two counties in our state that don't have FFA chapters or agriculture education programs, so that's pretty cool. And this fall, we recorded our largest ever membership on record with more than 11,000 students across the state becoming members of the organization.
Join the conversation with Beth Gaines Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY as she talks further about the attributes of the organization for those involved.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of things. You know, our state redesign of education really looked to those individual experiences for students to get hands-on learning, you know, learning that provides skills that will prepare them for the workforce. And as communities recognize the value of agriculture in their communities and the need to provide opportunities for students to gain skills that can either take them right into the workforce with a lot of opportunities or prepare them for a four-year career, FFA and agriculture education really provides that. So an opportunity for students to develop personal growth and those leadership skills, learn how to be good citizens in their community, how to give back through service projects. And, you know, the FFA and agriculture education, while we're certainly not new, in fact, we're approaching our 100-year anniversary of the organization in Kansas in 2028. But a lot of communities saw that value and realized that, you know, that this is a program that meets their needs locally and helps satisfy those student growth opportunities. So we're excited to be a part of that growth.
A series of public meetings regarding the Value Them Both Amendment continues Friday at the Axtell American Legion Community Building at 7 p.m. and in Marysville Saturday morning at 9 at St. Gregory's Church Hall. The public is welcome. The annual legislative forum in Marysville will be on Saturday morning at Landall Lanes. State Senator Elaine Bauer, State Representative Lisa Mosier will be at the forum beginning at 9:30 a.m., which is open to the public. Rolls and Coffee will serve at 8 with networking at 9, the Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual meeting at 8:15 Saturday morning at Landall Lanes. Again, the legislative forum begins at 9:30. Frank Huffman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away last March 20th. A public memorial service is planned this Saturday, March 19th, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Frank Huffman. Justin L. Hilchin, age 44, of Graniteville, California, passed away February 23rd. A graveside service is planned this Saturday, March 19th, at 10:30, at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Justin Hiltgen. Marvin L. Van Winkle, age 97, of Washington, passed away February 25th. Funeral service this Saturday, March 19th at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Martin Van Winkle. Matt Rogers, age 52, of Corning, passed away on Wednesday. He was the USD 380 superintendent these past 4 years. Rosary service on Saturday at 10:30 with a funeral to follow Saturday at 11 at the St. Patrick Church in Corning. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Matt Rogers. Michael Mike L. Diedrich, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf, in Ernman, in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday at 6 with the rosary at 7 of the church. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mike Diedrich.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Snow showers will continue throughout the late morning hours, with north winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour. Then a chance for rain and snow showers throughout the afternoon. Rain showers will continue throughout the early evening before clearing up overnight. Temperatures staying much cooler but still fairly mild throughout the region today, with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-50s throughout Iowa. The upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Missouri. Still staying fairly mild throughout the overnight hours, with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 30s throughout Missouri. Skies will clear up throughout Saturday, and temperatures will warm up throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 57. Record high on this date, 88. The average low, 32, and the record low, 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning at 7:34. Sunset this evening at 7:37.
Will this be your rookie year in the vegetable garden? Some advice for beginners today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 18th, the 77th day of the year. Olympic speed skater Bonnie Blair shares a birthday with TV host Mike Rowe. And on this day 91 years ago, Schick introduced the first electric shaver. Thinking about a vegetable garden for the first time this spring? Here's a few recommendations for rookies. Start small. 10 by 16 feet is a good size for beginners. It's large enough for a family of three or four with room for about 11 rows with 6 inches in between. Try to make your rows run north and south for best sun exposure. And it's also best to start with easy-to-grow varieties, from cool season veggies like radishes, carrots, and lettuce, to later maturing plants like peppers, tomatoes, and zucchini. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Number one-seeded Kansas overwhelmed number 16-seeded Texas Southern 83-56 in the opening round of the NCAA tournament in Fort Worth. After a weak start, Kansas slowly started to find their groove, courtesy of Remy Martin. Martin led the way with 15 points coming off the bench. He also dished out 4 assists. Christian Brown was right behind him with 14 points, primarily coming off 4 or 5 shooting from three-point range. Up next, Kansas will face number 9-seeded Creighton in the second round on Saturday at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. That game will tip off at 1:45. Former Kansas State receiver Byron Pringle has signed a new deal with the new NFL franchise. Pringle inked a 1-year, $6 million contract with the Chicago Bears. After a standout 2-year career with the Wildcats, Pringle signed with the Chiefs. He played the next 4 seasons with Kansas City. He logged 67 career catches for 898 yards and 7 touchdown receptions for the Chiefs. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online at agriprowheat.com.
In its 37th year of honoring the nation's best high school athletes, Gatorade announced that Grady Dick of Sunrise Christian Academy is the 2021-22 Gatorade Kansas Boys Basketball Player of the Year. Dick is the second Gatorade Kansas Boys Basketball Player of the Year to be chosen from Sunrise Christian Academy. Dick averaged 17.9 points, 5.2 rebounds, and 1.9 steals per game through 26 games. Grady Dick will play for the Kansas Jayhawks this fall. Kansas City Royals farmhand Bobby Witt Jr. was named the MLB's number one top prospect on Thursday evening by MLB.com. Witt Jr., who was drafted by the Royals in 2019, was also named the 2021 Minor League Player of the Year by Baseball America. The shortstop split his time last season with Class AA Northwest Arkansas and Class AAA Omaha, the Royals minor league affiliates, and has been given an invitation to Major League spring training. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The road to a title starts now.
The Big 12 tourney title is coming home to Lawrence for the 12th time in 25 years. Tournament champions are your Jayhawks.
68 teams, one dream, a chance to be called national champions. Join us this Saturday. It's the top-seeded Kansas Jayhawks versus the Creighton Blue Jays on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball, the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
Kansas Jayhawks continue play in the NCAA tournament Saturday. Tip at 1:45, pregame at 1, live on FM 95.5.
In the short stretch of the Mississippi River, where Missouri borders Kentucky, is a spot where Civil War strategy was so important, one side stretched a chain across the mighty river to stop all boats. So how did that plan work? The answer is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When the Civil War began in 1861, this spot on the Mississippi River that splits the states of Kentucky and Missouri became a crucial high ground to hold.
They wanted to keep this area occupied by the South so that the North couldn't filter down by river.
Cindy Lidge speaks from what is today Columbus Belmont State Park.
We are sitting high on bluffs overlooking the Mississippi River. They're like 150-foot drop from the bluff's height. The fortifications, though, went far beyond area that you see here at the park.
The Confederate Army occupied this spot at war's beginning, and they devised a plan to physically block all Union boat traffic on the river.
The Confederates thought that it would be a good idea to stretch this chain across there to keep the Union boats from coming down. Well, it didn't work very well. The chain and the anchor and everything was just too heavy, and it broke by its own weight.
Each link of that chain weighed 20 pounds and was secured by a 6-ton anchor. Mines were placed in front of the chain in order to sink any boat that tried to pass. Part of the chain is still on display today. The Battle of Belmont in November of 1861 was the first for General Ulysses Grant.
Battle of Belmont was actually fought on the Missouri side. There was no major battle here at this site because it was so heavily fortified. No one tried to take it because they knew they couldn't.
Grant and the Union Army instead found success in taking other Confederate forts in the area. In March of 1862, the Confederates decided to relinquish control of the bluffs and their fortifications instead of enduring a siege. Today, this state park commemorates that history and offers one of the best views of the mighty river. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction for the Swim Family Trust Saturday, March 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1319 Pony Express Highway, a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36. Guns will sell at noon, followed by coins, and then the Ford Tractor. The Tractor is a 1962 Ford 4000 LP wide front. Also selling a Dixon zero-turn mower, Husky garden tiller. Lots of guns, bayonet, and knives. Coins, collectibles will include a curved glass curio cabinet, wooden ice box, two wind-up mantel clocks, Crocs, bronze sculpture recast, several Pony Express signs and prints, plate collections, glassware, books, plus tools, equipment, lumber, furniture, household items, and more. This is a very large auction for the Swim Family Trust. Saturday, March 19th, sale begins at 10 a.m., a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36 at 1319 Pony Express Highway. Prell Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Trees are not meant to be shade trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Proper pruning opens up the canopy, lets in the sun, and increases the chance of a quality harvest as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
My neighbors have several apple trees and a pear tree. Every year they set a ton of fruit, but it's usually pretty small. I don't think the trees have been pruned for a long time. Brad Burgerford is an extension horticulture educator at Ohio State University. He says harvesting quality tree fruit depends a lot on how you harvest sunlight. Late winter is the best time to take a step back, look at the tree, and make some pruning decisions.
Look wherever the sunlight may not be penetrating down into that canopy of that tree. That's usually where we run into the most problems. The whole canopy gets too thick and the sunlight does not get to the center of the tree. Therefore, our fruit production is reduced, the blooms are reduced, and basically it turns into a shade tree, and that is not what we want for our tree fruit production.
Burgerford says a common mistake he notices is that growers don't make pruning cuts early enough in the young stage of that tree's growth. As soon as the tree is in the ground, he recommends a heading cut to establish the canopy system. Lateral cuts will remove any damaged limbs. In the following years, you'll make thinning cuts.
Thinning cuts involve removing entire limbs that maybe are rubbing against each other, that are competing with other limbs. The whole thing we're trying to do with a thinning cut is trying to open up that canopy for better sunlight penetration, better wind penetration, better spray penetration, and just to maintain the overall fruitfulness of the canopy's interior.
You'll remove limbs that are productive, but Burgerford says trees that aren't pruned can overproduce, and you'll end up with a lot of small, non-marketable fruit. Learn more about pruning fruit trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If I forget him and wander away, still he does love me, never stray. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. Back to his dear loving arms, would I free when I remember that Jesus, he loves me. He loves me, he loves me. Jesus loves me, loves me. Oh, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Even out of public office, Colin Peterson still goes to bat for the agricultural community. Up next on Farm to Fork. Hey, farmers, are you looking for precision ag technology to level up your equipment that you already know and love? Look to Ag Leader for a full farm solution that can be used from cab to cab and season to season. There's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader it. Steer it and gain pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it and ensure precise coverage across the field. Harvest it and capture real-time harvest data while making unloading on the go simple. Manage it and have 24/7 access to your data anytime, anywhere. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader it. Visit agleader.com for more information and use the dealer locator tool to find the Ag Leader dealer in your community. All this week on Farm to Fork, we've featured clips from former Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson. Peterson grew up on a Minnesota farm and was an accountant by trade. I've known him for more than 40 years. As a local radio reporter, I covered his career when he served 8 years as a Minnesota state senator. After that, he spent 30 years in Congress and twice chaired the House Agriculture Committee.
It was an honor to be able to serve all those years, but there were times when I got very frustrated in that job as well. So I guess that's part of life. You can't have everything perfect all the time.
Long a voice for his mostly rural district and for farmers across America, Peterson says the power has shifted in politics.
The country has become so urban that the rural area just doesn't have the votes anymore.
Peterson is now a consultant, and as we told you in shows all this week, he still speaks up on behalf of agriculture.
I get so frustrated, Daryl. Some days I think, you know, why am I doing this? I don't need to work. I don't need any of this stuff. But, you know, I think what I'm doing is helpful for the country and for rural America and for agriculture, and so I keep doing it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Oil prices posted declines this week overall. It's trading near $100 a barrel and even dipping below that mark for a short period of time over the last day or two. And Kelly Just with AAA of Washington says that there were several reasons behind that drop.
So not only have Russia and Ukraine separately said that progress is being made in their talks that are continuing today, but also China has had a surge in COVID cases and has locked down several cities of about 1.5 million people. And so their demand has dropped as well.
She goes on to say that while the United States does not use much crude oil from the country of Russia, the embargo is pushing prices onto the open market a little bit higher. So what the U.S. purchases is going to cost consumers a little bit more. However, she says the price you pay at the pump is not only determined by the price of crude oil alone, but also is that when the station receives that refined fuel.
So even if the price of crude continues to drop, your local gas station may have received a shipment when prices were the highest, and so they're going to charge you that until they receive a shipment that where the price was lower for crude. So it's not something that can happen overnight.
In response to the ongoing conflict and the sanctions of what little we do import from Russia, the Biden administration did announce that they plan to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but the question of when has yet to be announced. In addition to that, the amount of oil that is set to be released will not have a significant impact on the U.S. and what consumers pay, as they are set to release near 60 million barrels globally. The United States alone uses near 20 million barrels a day in their everyday energy consumption. There have been additional talks of trying to open up some additional drilling here in the United States to try and replenish that, along with increasing the amount of ethanol used in much of the gas being consumed here locally. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's truck month at Rusty Eck Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Eck Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Eck Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down. 0% APR. And finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offer valid on the crew orders made by 4-4-2-3-8 for the crew credit taxes and not qualified. Any third financing is for the credit here. This is AGR for the 36 months of 2778 for monthly 1,000 finance. Offer will be speed and offers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Amid growing concerns about the impact of the war in Ukraine, the G7 Ag Ministers have joined the UN Food and Ag Organization in urging countries not to protect their own food supplies by restricting exports. In a joint statement, the G7 ministers argued that export restrictions could make the situation worse. They said, "We call on all countries to keep their food and agriculture markets open and to guard against any unjustified restrictive measures on their exports." The G7 ag ministers said that in a prepared statement after a virtual meeting with a Ukrainian agriculture minister. They went on to say any further increase in food price levels of volatility in international markets could threaten food security and nutrition on a global scale, especially those among the most vulnerable living environments of low food security. Now, the FAO made a similar statement in a report that estimates the impact of the war is going to have on global food and fertilizer supplies. They said reductions in import tariffs of the use of export restrictions could help resolve individual country food security challenges in the short term, but then would drive up the price in the global market. The National Cattlemen and Beef Association, pleased that provisions has long supported in the omnibus, is awaiting President Biden's signature. Among them, the electronic logging device exemption for livestock haulers and extension of the livestock mandatory reporting system. LMR was extended until September 30th, not for 5 years, as NCBA wanted, but the group said the best thing to come of the omnibus was a one-time appropriation to USDA to set up a new cattle contract library. They say the information about incentives and pricing helpful to the members as they try to make decisions for their own operation. And India and other South Asian nations import a lot of sunflower oil from Ukraine. The Russian invasion has halted that trade, leaving buyers scrambling for replacements, according to a new report out from the Foreign Ag Service at USDA. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Sometimes
Sometimes you've got to sweat the small stuff. It's the tiniest particulate matter in livestock facilities that cause allergies and other respiratory problems. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to fbn.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit fbn.com/plant.
Facilities are dusty environments. The visible dust particles that we see hanging in a beam of sunlight are so big they can't reach deep inside your lungs. It's the tiny particulate matter that we can't see that causes allergies and other respiratory problems in humans and animals. Richard Gates is an extension specialist in livestock facilities and manure management at the University of Illinois. He says fresh air ventilation is a best management practice for dust control, but it's also an economic decision as it can cost more during colder weather. In some situations, the inside temperature has to be kept as warm as 80 degrees.
And so producers have to balance how much fresh air should they bring in versus how much money do they want to spend on propane or however they're heating. Or if they don't have heaters, that means they're going to make the facility much colder. And for some species like beef cattle or dairy cattle, that doesn't matter. But for little farrowing piglets or something, that's just not acceptable.
The most basic line of defense for workers in any livestock facility is a properly fitting particulate mask and eye protection.
It's just the simple white mask that you see with a little metal clip on the nose and two straps in the back. And the other thing that I really like to emphasize is protection for your eyes. I've been around livestock my whole life, and oftentimes I feel better the next day if I'm wearing safety glasses than if I wear a mask. So, you know, every person is different in how they develop allergies to different loads that they encounter over their life.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the tiny particulate matter in livestock facilities at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier going through a Friday today as we see the market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. Still mostly lower in the grain market. We do see some grain popping up in some of the later futures right now in some of the grains and corn and soybeans. The early futures are still mostly down. Livestock is still mostly higher as well overall. Over in the corn market, they've been pretty stagnant over the last hour or so. May corn still sitting at 13.5 cents lower at 741 even a bushel. We have Kansas City wheat for May also down by 20 cents at 1073 even. Over in the soybeans, May soybean market down 4 cents right now. Kind of slowed down their movement as well, sitting at 16.64¾. We have the meal for May in the green by $3.70 after kind of teetering back and forth through most of the day right now at 477.80. July is also up by $4.50 at 469. In the soybean oil, May's down $2.68. Currently sitting at 71.97. Cotton market moving further into the green right now with May cotton up $5 at 126.86. We have the canola for May down $4.90 at 11.25 $2.30. And the oats market is mostly higher, with May oats currently up 11.75 at $6.92 even. Livestock market still mostly higher here after a bit of a slower start to the morning. Live cattle for April up $1.07 at $140.55. The June live cattle and the green by $1.12 at $137.05. Over in the feeder cattle, March is up by 47 cents. That one about off the board here soon, sitting at $157.02. And April feeder cattle in the green by $1.45 at $162.55. Lean hogs mostly lower here. April's down a quarter right now at $100.10, with the May down 47 cents at $107.52. Over in the U.S. dollar index, a little bit of green here. Not quite as much to rebound from the losses of a couple days ago, but June index up a quarter right now at 98.23. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales events. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
Yeah.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.